By the American attack. The indoors gutted. There was a fire burning inside just a little while ago. And to give you a sense of the firepower that was thrown against this building, there are three imposing columns that decorate the front. They are still standing, but they've all been whittled down to barely half their original width by American bullets and shrapnel.
Military officials in Baghdad said this whole scene unfolded after a walk-in tip from an Iraqi source. What have you learned about that tip and about how the battle unfolded there?
Well, some of the residents who live directly across the street, they were present for the battle. They knew the man who owned that house, they say. They say it belonged to a man named Nawab Zidan. He was a wealthy resident of Mosul, a tribal leader, and they also claim he was a cousin of Saddam Hussein. He visited them, they say, just for a neighborly visit late last night. He shopped in the neighborhood here. And they say that he was seen leaving the house with his family early this morning before the attack. They also claim he was seen during the battle itself and afterwards with the American soldiers. So they claim that this man, who they say is a cousin of Saddam Hussein, they think that he actually led the Americans to attack whoever was left in his own home.
There were reports of other casualties along with Saddam Hussein's sons. Any word on who else may have been killed or injured in this attack?
Well, the American soldiers on the ground here, they're not speculating about any identities here. They say the battle took more than 3 hours. They say there was resistance. The people living across the street, they heard. They describe it as powerful resistance coming from small arms fire. American soldiers, they say that 4 people defending the house were killed, and they say that 3 more were injured, seriously injured. One American soldier, they also say, was lightly wounded in the battle. The residents living across the street, they didn't see any of the wounded defenders of the house, but they did claim to see American soldiers walk out of the building with 4 bodies after the dust was settled. 3 of them were covered with blankets. The 4th, they say, they saw a dark and bushy beard. That's about all they can see here on the ground during that battle.
And reaction there from the people in Mosul to this attack?
Well, a lot of anger here. The American soldiers are not popular here. There's a lot of anger at the American occupation, and they say that they were endangered by this firefight that they say lasted more than 3 hours.
Okay, thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Mosul in northern Iraq.